James lives in a land of water and fire. That may sound like an oxymoron, but it's true. His home can experience 200 inches of rain per year, yet he can look out his window and see smoke and fire on the horizon. The story of his residence is this edition of the American Countryside. A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
James Miles says he lives in a perfect environment.
We get about 200 inches of rain per year, but it's primarily at night. The days are beautiful and sunny. Come around your early evening, that is when a majority of the rain does fall.
He's describing his home near Hilo on the Big Island of Hawaii, a place that gets more annual rainfall than many towns in the mainland U.S. get in 5 years.
Rain is the elixir of life. Without it, nothing could survive. So everything grows from where I'm at. And I'm at a lower elevation of where literally everything grows.
Another item makes James' home a bit unique for most. He lives next to Volcanoes National Park. He can often see eruptions from his home, plus another more regular occurrence that might be unnerving to some.
Earthquakes, a regular basis. I mean, you feel the ground. But then after a while, when the ground shakes so much, you get comfortable with it and you don't notice it as much.
James rattles off the numbers of the Richter scale as if ground movements are an everyday happening, which is not far from the truth.
That magical threshold is at 3.7. That's where your earthquakes are audible. Now, when you start going up into sixes, seven, eight, well, then that's when you start affecting structural damage on buildings. They start cracking, crumbling, and falling down.
The biggest quake he's personally experienced is a 6.9. When you live here, you do tend to keep an eye on the horizon, as lava can pour toward the ocean relatively close to where you live. That's what happened in 2018. James could see the destruction of homes and had friends personally affected. It's a place where you can even buy volcano eruption insurance. More with James next time as we travel the countryside. In Hilo, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCray.